Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we open up the phones to celebrate the World Cup for a few minutes, as watched by any New Yorker not from the United States. A couple of days ago on the show, we talked about the U.S. team and its chances. So today it's time for anyone else, any of you from any other country participating in the World Cup, to call in and talk about your team, your country, and how you're cheering them on from the United States. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. One of our call-ins for immigrants from anywhere, in this case, anywhere that qualified for the World Cup, to talk about your country's team, 212-433-9692. And maybe you heard our guest here the other day describing how the American team, according to Coach Klinsmann, reflects things about American culture. Does your country of origins team reflect something about your country that's bigger than sports? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And since most Americans don't think the U.S. team can win, we know some are shopping around for another team to get into and to root for. So try to convince those Americans, either from the start or presumably after the U.S. team is eliminated, to follow your country's team, 212-433-9692. Ecuadorians, you out there? Australians, you out there? Cote d'Ivoireans, are you out there? 212-433-9692. And the WNYC Newsroom is doing a little reporting project around some of this, too. So we're particularly interested in Mexicans, Croatians, Cameroonians, and Greeks. So anyone from Mexico, Croatia, Cameroon, Greece, we want to hear from you about your country of origins team and how you're watching from the United States, 212-433-9692. And just to get you in the mood, we had a little downtime and decided to take all of the national anthems from the team playing in the World Cup, from Algeria to Uruguay, and pile them on top of each other like this. Okay, you may all sit now. Inspiring, isn't it? Or is it just terrifying? Did you recognize a little tidbit of your own anthem in there? But it does make us realize that no matter how much we hate each other on the soccer field, every country loves brass ensembles. So call us up and tell us about your country of origin soccer team, how you're watching, how you'll be rooting once the World Cup competition actually begins. And if the World Cup soccer play, the style of play from your country's team, represents anything larger about your national culture. 212-433-WNYC. Your calls after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now your calls on how you'll be watching your country of origins team in the World Cup, beginning with Jonas in Brooklyn. Jonas, you're on WNYC. Hey.
Hey, nice show.
Thank you. What country?
Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
And it might be a really big surprise this year because they've had a lot of refugees coming in over the last 20 years, and they can play really good in soccer. And we won the 16 and under World Cup, I guess, 4 years ago or 6 years ago. And some of those kids are going to be in the national team. And I just think it might be a really big surprise.
So where are you going to be watching? Is there a little Switzerland neighborhood with a bar that serves Swiss beer and all of that?
I don't know of any. I grew up in Manhattan and living in Brooklyn, but I might just try to find one.
Is there anything about the style of play that reflects something about Switzerland in a larger sense?
Well, yeah, that's what I was mentioning about the refugees. It's that they changed the style of play to being from what it used to be, which is really conservative and scared, and they used to just fall out of the competition, usually very early, to the great depression of my friends there in Zurich. But now they have these people that are coming from all over the world, and they're making it more spicy and more Brazilian, I guess, or more African, and just a much more playful style.
One way to watch the Swiss World Cup team. Jonas, thank you very much for starting us off. Natalie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Where are you from originally?
I was born in New York, but I grew up in Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up watching World Cups. I just have to say, you know, Mexico, it's never made it to a semifinal. It's made it to quarterfinals, but while they are still in, Mexicans, we give it our entire soul to the team. And I think it's the same case for this World Cup. I'm just super excited to come together with all the Mexicans at a local bar and just deal it out together. Hopefully they'll do great.
Is there anything about Mexico that's reflected in their style of play?
I think it's just the unity of the people and that the energy that Mexicans can have when they're celebrating together is just like, you know, out of control. We just give it, you know, the Mexicans, they just, when it comes to they're very patriotic and, you know, they just really, the way they come together is just beautiful. It's a beautiful way, you know, they just give their 100% emotion to it.
Natalie,
it's very characteristic of Mexicans.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your call. Okay, now we're going to put on two callers at the same time who are both from Ghana, and let's see if we can have them compare notes. One is Kwasi in the Bronx, and the other is Kwame in Manhattan. Kwasi, you there?
Yes, sir.
Kwame, you there? Is Kwame there, too? All right, we'll try to get Kwame up. So, Kwasi, you start us off here. Where are you going to be watching, and how do you think? And this is, by the way, I will say to you as an American that this is the hated Ghana that seems to knock the United States team out every World Cup.
I know.
So what's going to happen this year?
Well, we determined to beat the U.S. for the third time, like I said. And, you know, we our first match is with the U.S. If the U.S. are able to beat Ghana, that means that's going to be the end of our journey. Because Portugal and Germany are a very great team, two great teams. So, you know, we're trying to beat off the U.S. for our first match. And if that happens, you know, we have a chance of going through the next stage of the competition.
All right. Kwasi in the Bronx, meet Kwame in Manhattan. You're both from Ghana. Kwame, hi.
Hi.
So you want to reflect on what Kwasi said or say something different?
Well, you see, the Ghanaian team is a group of young men, and they have, in the 90s, beaten Brazil, Argentina, two times at the World Cup, under 17. Now they have graduated to the form where they have attended the World Cup two times, have met the USA and beat them twice. And we almost in South Africa reached the semifinals. So these young men have something cultural about their play. Ghanaians are very hospitable. They can move with the ball, dance with the ball, slow it down, do whatever they want with the ball when they are in control. So there is only one thing we need to do to beat the USA for the first game, and the rest would be a straightforward thing. We want to beat
the
Germany.
U.S., that first
Germany,
big match.
No. We want to beat Germany. As for the U.S., we know that's not a problem, but we want to beat Germany.
Ghana and the U.S. and Germany all in this so-called group of death that includes a lot of good teams in the first round there. By the way, Kwame in Manhattan and Kwasi in the Bronx, tell each other where you're going to be watching these games and maybe invite each other over to each other's local bars or something.
There are a whole lot of African restaurants in the Bronx that they're going to be showing it on big screens. I guess Kwame will be coming to the Bronx so we can watch it together.
I am leaving tomorrow to Ghana on vacation, and I'll watch every single match in Ghana on a big screen.
Wow, that's how much you care.
Oh, yes.
It's fun to watch it in Ghana. You know, after the game, everybody comes out, especially when we win, to, you know, play songs and dance and everything.
It's going to be a cultural event.
Is there a Ghanaian beer of choice?
Say that again.
Okay, go ahead.
No, sir, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I asked if there's a Ghanaian beer of choice, or maybe beer is not the beverage.
No, it is. You know, we have a beer called Star. And,
Star beer.
All right, Ghanaian party in two boroughs. Good luck on your trip, Kwame Kwasi. Good luck watching in the Bronx. And
thank you. Kwame, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
And I think these guys just convinced us all to root for them in the second round, right? If they do actually get past the United States, which I am not conceding before one ball is even kicked. Micah in Wantage, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you from?
I am from Brazil.
The mighty home country.
Oh, yeah.
The host country.
Oh, yeah.
And?
And I believe strongly that they're going to win for several reasons. Reason one is that they have Neymar, who is the catalyst in their entire team. And reason number two is that since it's in their home country, they have such support, and they are the kings of soccer. So I think a whole bunch of factors play into that.
Is there anything about the Brazilian soccer style that represents something larger about Brazilian life, or is that question just like ridiculously, phony deep?
No. I actually think there is a really strong connection. The music that they have in Brazil is called samba, and the Brazilian team is also called like the Samba Boys or the Samba Kings. And the style of soccer that they play actually represents a lot of the dance moves that they have in samba music. And so the way they play is actually very strongly related to their culture.
And I hate to do this to you, Micah, but after putting two Ghanaians on together, I'm going to put you from Brazil on with Lolly from Greenpoint, who's originally from Argentina. Hi, Lolly.
Hi, hello.
Try to convince Micah that Argentina can beat Brazil for once.
No, I really do have Brazil as a favorite to win, even though people say that there may be a 50-50 chance between Argentina and Brazil. We'll see.
What is it about the Argentinian team? What should we watch for with them?
Well, I mean, it's a group of 11 really good, very talented players. But, you know, the challenge has been to get all of those 11 individuals to play good as a team, you know. So That's been a challenge, I think.
All right. You want to throw down in any way here to Micah, or you're just going to kind of be real nice about it?
No, I really think Brazil, the World Cup in Brazil this year is going to be a very unique experience. The passion and you know, the way Brazilians go about life, I think is very in line, like he was saying, with the way, you know, they play soccer. So it's going to be a very, very awesome, unique
World
Cup.
Sharing the love. Micah, yeah. Is Brazil ready?
Oh, yeah. They're more than ready, I think.
Well, let's hope everybody's ready. Thank you both for calling. Thanks to all of you for calling. And let's see. If you want to participate, everybody, you can keep going to our webpage at WNYC.org. Post what you think you're going to be watching for with respect to the country of origin that you come from. And as you get excited for the World Cup, WNYC wants to know what team you're rooting for and why. We're gathering photos of you in your World Cup gear and the story of how you chose your team. So take a picture, tell us how you chose it if it's not the country you were born in, and tag it on Instagram or Twitter with World Cup Selfie. We're doing this in collaboration with our sister station KPCC in Los Angeles, so we'll get a nice collection of bi-coastal photos if this works, as well as stories about soccer fandom. How'd you choose your team? Tag your photos, World Cup Selfie, and we'll compile the favorites on our site later this week.